Roy Prescott here with you, welcoming Jen Anzaldi from the J-Town Deli. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm great, Roy. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I hope you and Johnny A and your girls are doing well throughout this whole big thing that's going on here.
I think we are. It's a day by day, but I think we're doing pretty well so far.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, and the J-Town Deli is open. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but right now, I know that you are heavily involved in the Valley Original restaurants, and you'd like to kind of get a message out about what's going on with the Valley Originals and the restaurants that are open, what they're doing and such.
Absolutely. We just want to let folks know that the Valley Originals is obviously very concerned about the COVID-19 and what we can do to help people. Several of the Valley Original restaurants have chosen to close, so that there's less exposure for their employees and staff, and it just wasn't working for them at this time, the way they're set up. If you would like to support your Valley Original that might be closed, you can go to their individual website and buy gift certificates or give them a call and see how they're working that at this point in time. That would be the best way to help a local Valley Original. And then many of us are still open doing curbside, takeout, and delivery, and also, some of us have morphed and are doing, you know, take and bake meals as well to help folks keep from getting hangry at home.
Right. Well, I know one thing that the Valley Originals, I mean, there's about 700 people that work in all the restaurants around here, so they are heavily affected.
Yes. So many of us managers and owners are helping our staff. If they're applying for unemployment, we're doing that. We're also actively looking to apply for the PPP loan so that we can bring staff back. In any capacity to do any type of work with us. We're just trying to make sure that everybody's doing okay. And many of us have set up funds of our own inside our organizations for our employees that may need a little extra help. So if people are generously tipping, those types of things, those are actually making it back to our employees.
I've talked to a couple of folks who work at the Valley Originals, and they say that with the curbside service, people have been tipping incredibly generously, and that's really nice.
It's absolutely amazing. And when this first started, we actually had a couple of people call me, because the point person for the VO for these kind of things, and they offered to make donations and see how we could help. And I was just floored with the way that people were responding to help us, because obviously, you know, our motto is we try to help everybody else in the Valley. And this is the first time we were actually potentially on the receiving end in this situation. And it was just so heartwarming to see people actually turn around and try to help us out as an organization, and it was just so heartwarming.
Well, I know that the Valley Originals donate well over, what, close to $300,000 a year to our area?
It's actually almost close to $400,000 in the last few years, and we are definitely concerned about how we're going to help those people that we've been helping out consistently, you know, Jen's Friends and Starting Point and those other organizations that we give quite a bit to. And we're trying to make sure that we can make those donations to continue to help them. We're not holding our discount gift certificate sale at this time because that actually is straight donations from the Valley Original members. So it's not really a fair call at this point in time. But we are also not buying as much, so we're not making as much to donate. So it's a little tricky for us, and we're concerned, but we're working on it.
Well, that's great. Now, where should you go to find out which restaurants are open and what they're offering right now?
So we were changing so quickly, it was almost impossible to keep our own Facebook page up to date. Every day somebody was changing. But the Chamber actually has done a nice job with that, and I know the Sun has printed a couple articles that the people have been active. And now that we're a little bit more settled into a routine, we will have that information on our website as well. And again, if you want to support your local favorite Valley Original, highly recommend that you go to their individual website and or just call them.
And if they are open, something that you could do to really help out your favorite Valley Original and help out the community too is give them a call and make arrangement to have a special meal delivered somewhere.
Yeah, I heard that from another friend of mine actually recommended that. She said someone else was doing it in another community. So if you know that the hospital staff would like some food, you could call local Valley Original that's delivering, place the order, pay for it, and then they would deliver it to the hospital. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
It could be first responders, too.
Teachers, the bus drivers, first responders, the grocery store workers, anybody. An amazing community we have.
And it's proven time and time again. Now, Jen, let's talk a little bit about the J-Town Deli in Jackson. What are you guys doing right now?
So currently we're open 10:30 to 5 on Saturdays, and Sundays we're open from 8 to 5 as well. We're doing curbside, takeout, and delivery, and we have some meals to go as well. And we have all of our grocery items for our locals. So we do have toilet paper. We do have paper towels. We have eggs and bacon, milk, cheese, all the sundries that you need. So if you don't want to go to a bigger store and you want to stretch out that bigger store trip, certainly stop in or give us a call and make sure and see what we have.
You always have such excellent food there as well. And what's the phone number there, Jen?
383-8064.
That's excellent. And again, what's the website for the Valley Originals?
TheValleyOriginals.com.
All right. Well, Jen Anzaldi from the J-Town Deli, it's been great to catch up with you. I hope you and your family stay safe, and we'll look forward to getting back to some sort of normalcy at some point.
Absolutely, Roy. Thank you so much, and thanks for everything you and the radio station are doing for the community as well.
Well, thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.